And now to the overlooked immigrants. The Hill and other sources are reporting today that a bipartisan group of House negotiators that's been meeting in secret is close to an immigration reform agreement. Reform is a considered strategy for Republicans to court Hispanic voters who turned out heavily for Democrats in 2012. A Pew Research Center report from last summer found that Asians had surpassed Hispanics as the largest wave of new immigrants in the U.S. And of the 1.3 million unauthorized immigrants from Asia, most came from China. So why does this significant population often get overlooked in the ongoing policy debate? Mi Mua is a former Minnesota state senator and executive director of the Asian American Justice Center. And she's with us to talk about how proposed reforms could affect the growing number of Asian immigrants in the U.S. Mi, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
An estimated 1.3 million illegal immigrants from Asia in the U.S. Do you know how it breaks down by nation?
We are trying to assess what the specific numbers are in terms of populations. We believe that the one of the primary reasons why we're seeing the number of undocumented in the Asian American community surging is because of the inhumanely long wait lines in the backlogs on the family reunification visas, which we feel like the broken system is forcing families to make decisions where they could. While they really want to play it by the rules, it's the need for to be reunited with their families are forcing them to make bad decisions.
So you're talking about reuniting families, but people do think of immigrant as code for Hispanics who can cross the border illegally. It is a very different story for Asians. Now, how does this narrative of illegal immigration from Asia differ from those who come in from Mexico or other Central and South American countries?
I don't know that that narrative is that much more different for the Asian American community. I think that for all Americans who live in this country who have a need to be reunited with their family members, regardless of which part of the world they come from.
Let's establish here that not everybody is coming to this country to be reunited with their family members. They are also coming here to find jobs and work and to study. In fact, the proposal now backed by Obama will make it easier for PhD and master's students in these high-demand STEM fields, you know, science, technology, engineering, math, to obtain green cards. So Chinese and other Asian students are well represented in these fields. What could this mean for them in terms of numbers?
I think that that's great, and it is, you know, one of the options of the solutions for Asian Americans who are looking to immigrate to this country.
Hello, me?
Hello.
Are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Immigrate to this country. Well, tell us a little bit about how Asian immigrants do differ as a demographic from other immigrant populations.
Well, the Asian American community, contrary to what most people think of us, the way that it's been framed in the media and by policymakers is that the high-skilled visas are going to benefit the Asian American community, and that is, in fact, that's true. But Asian Americans are also going to be able to find some relief in the path to citizenship solutions, as well as we have Asian Americans who are part of the DREAMer population. And the lifting of the visa caps will also provide now a more humane opportunity for Asian Americans to be reunited with each other.
Mm. I do know that the immigration patterns have changed a great deal from the last century. When people did come here to live, to stay, to grow families, and a lot of people still do that, but do Asian students in these STEM fields tend to stay in the U.S. or return to their home countries?
I think that for most of the people who come to the United States to be educated here, if an opportunity does exist, some do want to stay in this country. And I think one of the overriding issues that perhaps, you know, if you come to this country as a single graduate student and you're able to obtain a visa to stay in this country, one of the overriding decisions for that is whether or not you're going to be able to bring in your family members, right, to join you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where the tremendous inhumane backlogs has potential to play a chilling effect on people who are may have access to some of the high skills visa, but may not be able to or want to take full advantage of that for fear that they would not be able to be reunited with their families.
Clearly, the GOP has been doing some soul searching after the 2012 elections, and many are looking to switch gears on immigration to appeal to the growing number of Hispanic voters. Do you have any data on how Asian Americans tend to vote or how Republicans and Democrats could be appealing to them as well?
The Asian American community actually is pretty unique. Our party identification is not necessarily partisan. Even though President Obama enjoyed almost a 73% of the Asian American vote in the last election cycle, that percentage doesn't necessarily translate to identifying with the Democratic Party. So the Republicans, there's actually a 31% Asian American independent margin that is up for grabs with either the Republican or the Democratic Party. And we believe that the singular reason why the Asian American community voted for President Obama in such a high number is because of, one, they do identify with President Obama and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's because of the atmospheric from the Republicans in terms of their rhetoric around being anti-immigrant. We've done a number of surveys, pre-election survey and post-election survey, that supports the fact that Asian Americans will vote against candidates who are anti-immigrant.
Wow. Mimwa, President and Executive Director of the Asian American Justice Center, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've posted a link to a China Daily article for a Chinese perspective on the issue, as well as the Pew study detailing America's growing Asian population. The links are at wordofmouthradio.org and on our Facebook page. Now stay with us for putting the placebo effect to work in treatment. We're going to swallow that pill when Word of Mouth continues.